This volunteer is living for 8 months in terrain that looks much like the surface of Mars. Six people are isolated high atop Mauna Loa, a volcanic mountain on the Big Island of Hawaii, in this make-believe Mars base. The project, funded by NASA, is called High Seas, which stands for Hawaii Space Exploration, Analog, and Simulation. Kim Benstead of the University of Hawaii oversees the project. She says this setting is as close to Mars as you will find on Earth.
Visually, it's very similar to what you see on Mars. You'll see that there's really no visible plant life, there's no visible animal life, and you've got this wonderful volcanic material. We're on a cinder cone here on Mauna Loa.
The six-member crew inside is mostly self-sufficient. Support personnel bring food and supplies, but cannot interact with volunteers inside the habitat. Benstead says this experiment looks at the interaction of astronauts.
And we study how well they work together, how we can keep them happy and supported and not wanting to kill each other over these long durations.
The crew has been living in the habitat since October and will stay until June. Two earlier crews have gone before them. Participants communicate with the outside world through email and blogs, and through YouTube videos, like this from Mission Commander Martha Linio.
Hi, Mission Support. This is Commander Martha from the High Seas Crew 3.
And also with a smartphone app that creates a 20-minute delay for communications as you would have from Mars.
I'm really enjoying this opportunity to live in this dome and kind of pretend that I'm on Mars and get to learn all sorts of new skills.
This is not the only group of volunteers with sights set on Mars. An organization called Mars One, based in the Netherlands, has solicited applications for would-be Mars astronauts from around the world. This engineering student in India is one of the finalists for that ambitious private project that may or may not get off the ground. Observers believe the American or European space agencies are more likely to reach the goal in the 2030s or later. Whoever gets there first, the journey will not be easy, says Kim Benstead.
It's going to be challenging.
In the meantime, volunteers are getting a taste of life on a future Mars base. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Mauna Loa, Hawaii.